watched a dismal finish to a Giants performance out in San Diego that, quite frankly, to me was a bit shocking. Giants get beat by the San Diego Chargers, a score of 37-14. So their season their season is over as far as making it into the postseason. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, presented here by My Nine. I am Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Toomer. And guys, I'll tell you flat out, this was a shocker to me. I don't know what else to say. It looked like the Giants went out there and they didn't show up to play.
I think when you look at what's at stake here, guys, you know, 2-5-7 teams. This is the last quarter of the season. This is where you start to play for something, whether it's pride, your jobs, playoff contention. A lot of those things are still out there. This team got a slow start, Sean, and they just never bounced back from that. Defense couldn't get off the field. Offense couldn't score.
Well, I mean, we've seen this team struggle to fight back in a game, so we knew that starting fast was something that they were going to try to do. And offensively, they just couldn't carry their weight. You know, the offensive line struggled again. Will Beattie, another terrible game. James Brewer struggled again with that defense. And let's be honest, this wasn't a great defense. I mean, San Diego had, I think, the 28th ranked defense into it. You know, they were giving up more yards per play than any other defense in the NFL, and the Giants offensively couldn't get anything done.
And especially in the wide receiving core, dropping a lot of balls. It just looked like they weren't totally focused in on the job at hand, the task at hand. Maybe they thought that the San Diego Chargers just roll over for this team, and it just didn't seem like they really even got off to a good enough start to really give them an opportunity to compete late in the game, and it just snowballed after that.
It snowballed the minute right after Eli Manning made that 51-yard completion to Hakeem Nicks. He was intercepted on a tip ball to Randall, and that was the end of that, and it all went downhill from there. All right, what do you say we now go out to San Diego, check in with our colleague Howard Cross. And Howard, you know, how bad did it look from the sidelines? Because as I said, I was shocked when we opened the show. It looked to me as though they played as if they didn't care, as if nothing was at stake.
I don't know if it was that much of the whole thought that they didn't care or something like that. I think it was a lot of confusion. You know, Phillip Rivers has the opportunity to kind of do what Peyton Manning's done in the last few, this past year, kind of take control of the offense, get the ball out of his hands quick, and then to have a good running game. They were in third and manageable the entire day. Tough to get them off the field in those circumstances.
Howard, this has been a point of a concern forever. The one-day overnight trip on a West Coast trip, slow start. East Coast teams always have a slow start that maybe pick up in the second half. This team did not recover from that slow start. What did you see on the sidelines that may have led you to believe that that was true?
I don't know if it had necessarily to do with a slow start. I just think they just didn't make enough plays. It's been over and over again with the offense, you know, playing against really bad defenses and just not being able to get anything started and not being able to get that jump. Don't know what's going on there. It's not really the West Coast, East Coast thing. It's just been a consistently bad moment for the Giants all year long.
Hey, Howard, Sean O'Hara here. I'm searching hard for something positive here. What did you see out of Demontre Moore? I know they talked all week about him getting some more extended playing time. What did you see out of the rookie defensive end?
You know, he played against some really behemoths out there today, the two tackles for San Diego, both guys over 340 pounds. He got some push, but he's still going to have to be quicker off the edge and use his hands more to get by a guy that big. When you're playing a guy that's that big, his feet aren't as fast as one of the, you know, smaller, nimble tackles in the league.
Howard, this is Amani. What are the problems that you could see on their offensive line? What do you think was the major reason why Eli just looked a little frazzled in the pocket today?
You know, when you're getting hit a lot and you're getting a lot of pressure, it's tough to get things, get a little continuity going. One of the things you got to think about, guys, is that when the Giants have been passing, the greatest success they've had over the years is going deep and looking short, coming back to the short receiver. They've got to kind of change that around because the offensive line really isn't holding up as well as you need to wait for the deep pass and plays to develop down the field. You're going to have to get the check downs, the short plays out the back out of the backfield, and you got to use the tight end a little bit more. And you know how much I love using a tight end.
All right, Howard Cross, thank you very much from San Diego. We'll talk to you next time, my friend. Thank you. Well, I don't know if I agree with you about the plane ride, because it looked to me as though they took a bus ride the day before, not the plane ride. I mean, that's the way I look. They just looked. They look like the team that we watched when they were 0-6.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how bad they look. I was shocked. You know what? I was talking to John Beeson. We had him as our player profile for our pregame show on Fox 5, and he said, you know what? If we don't make the playoffs, it's one thing. If we finish 9-7, we can be the talk of the town. Now, they're going to be the talk of the town, all right, and the talk is not going to be very good, because I thought the Tang. I was shocked today that they came up empty.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. I mean, Russ, again, you said this team showed elements of what they did when they were 0-6. I mean, you win 5 out of the last 6 games. You're going positive two weeks ago, 200 yards on the ground. Brandon Myers has been playing out of this world, 13 catches over the last 2 weeks. He had a touchdown today, so there were some positive things. But the totality of the effort and the execution was just not there.
That's a long flight home, and I'm sure that Tom Coughlin's going to be pacing the aisle of that airplane, because the one thing that you know when you come to watch New York Giant football is that the Giants aren't going to beat themselves. And all season long, we've seen them beat themselves. Turnovers, penalties, and they rear their ugly heads today. Right. That's not New York Giant football, and the players have to be accountable. You could say all you want about, well, coach, this has to do. No, it's the players. Your name is on the back of that jersey. You're collecting a check every Wednesday. You need to show up on Sunday, and you need to not beat yourself. You need to be a professional. And I've seen too many players on this team be careless with the football, and Eli included, commit penalties, and they do it week in and week out, and it has to stop for the New York Giants. They've got to be extremely frustrated.
They definitely have to be extremely frustrated, because the only thing you can control as a player is your preparation and your effort. And their preparation wasn't good today, because they didn't make adjustments throughout the game. And the effort, it just didn't seem like they were really into the game at any point in the game. Even when they had some big plays or big plays against them, there was no bounce back that you ordinarily see with a team the caliber of the Giants. But this is a quandary on why this team can't put together a consistent effort throughout these games. It's like one week you get a great team, a team that you think could possibly make a run, and then you look at a team that plays the way they did in San Diego today, where they just don't look like a team that's even really competitive.
Well, again,
same team that bounced back last week. You know, they were down 14-0, and you thought, hey, you know what? Here it goes. It's good. The route is on, and they found a way to battle back because the offense made plays, and then in this game they just couldn't do it.
There was nothing in the tank. They are 5-8. And again, now all they're doing right now is playing for pride, because I'll tell you what, pride was not displayed too much today by the Giants. Giants did not live up to their name of being Giants at all. All right. Again, 37-14 San Diego was your final out on the West Coast. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Waiting to hear what the coach, Tom Coughlin, has to say. So stay right where you are.
I just told the team and anybody within listening distance that the major disappointment here today, again, is to have a chance to get into a game. Both teams are 5-7, and have a chance to win a ball game and try to regain respectability again, or the continuation of some type of respectability. We had played pretty well 5 or 6 weeks in a row. Came in here today, and the first half was just a very, very poor performance. I mean, we turned the ball over twice. They scored twice. They missed a field goal. Of course, we were offside. Gave them another opportunity. They made that. They scored late on us when, we didn't make a call downstairs. We thought it was a fumble. So, you know, we let the clock run down to 2 minutes. And then they challenged, got the ball back. So the first half was a major disappointment. I didn't think we tackled well. We certainly didn't stop the run. They were a very high percentage on third down the entire game. We came out in the second half. We got a turnover on the first play. We put it in the end zone. It looked like, you know, that we were a spark the way we came out of the locker room at halftime. It was short-lived. They come by their reputation for time of possession, honestly. They have a very good scheme in terms of rushing the ball and throwing the ball. high percentage, and also the ball down the field as they made, you know, the big play on us, the long yardage pass in the first half for a touchdown. So although we were in position, we didn't make any plays in the red zone. A couple of times we got them to good down and distances, but we weren't able to stop them. And then, you know, in the second half, we right there at the end, even trying to drive to score, we get the ball back with the turnover, which wasn't a turnover, and then we add to it with a turnover at the end of the game, and don't give ourselves a chance to drive it down and score. So very, very disappointing loss for us. We have a three-game schedule to go, three games to work as hard as we can, prepare as hard as we can, and see if we can regain some of the respectability we lost today. Anybody have a question?
It seemed to you that Eli was a little out of sync today. He looked like he was a little behind receivers. He underthrew a deep ball there.
Yeah. Well, we had a couple of them with opportunities, and we just didn't get it done.
How do you explain four offsides in the same game? Is it hitting?
Well, he's good with the cadence. There's no doubt about that, but there's no excuse for that. I mean, this is watch the ball. I mean, that's what you do all day long. If you watch us practice, you got a ball on the end of a stick, and that's all they do is hard cadence and move the ball. Player doesn't move until the ball moves. So, I mean, there's absolutely no excuse for jumping off sides defensively and giving them, as if they needed more opportunities, but giving them first downs with regard to that is just no excuse.
Tom, you players have held out to a little flicker about if this and this and this and this, and now it seems like there's...
Well, there's a lot to play for. There's pride to play for. There's, you know, there's the fact that we're competitors. We play for the New York Giants. We're expected to go as hard as we possibly can and compete. You know, we've created our own situation here. No one else did but us. So it's our responsibility to finish. Any questions?
Did the team seem, because it was such a significant loss in terms of playoff hopes, did the team seem more down than maybe after?
I hope so. We should be. We should be disappointed. But as has happened a number of times, thank goodness to the character of these guys, they come bouncing back, and I expect that they'll happen come Wednesday. They're going to have to get back up off the floor like we all are. This is no fun for anybody. Not any fun for you either, I guarantee you.
You guys have been pretty good against the run.
They blocked us.
Are you surprised that your defensive line, I mean, that's been sort of...
Well, it's not just the line. There's, the linebackers, everybody has a fit in there now. The safety or whoever coming down has got a fit as well. And, they mushed us and pushed us back. And even when we looked like we were in good shape, it was 4 or 5 yards, which kept them on schedule. We weren't expecting that to happen. As you studied them and got to know them, you realize they really can rush the ball, and the runner's a very good football player. They have a big, old, strong offensive line, and they perform well today. I mean, they got beat last week here in a game I'm sure they thought they were going to win. So they had their nose to the grindstone all week, and they played like it. They play later, so give them credit.
Tom, Eli came here as a young player and, was hit by the booms and things, the kind of the personal nature of it. Do you think it affected him at all today?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think their team affected us all, but I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Does the circumstance at all change the strategy moving forward, maybe seeing more?
No, we're going to try. No. We're going to try to do the best we can no matter what. If it calls for... I don't know where else we go. Our team is our team. This is who we are. So.
But in terms of just decisions like Jason or Brandon Jacobs, in terms of IR, maybe?
Yeah. Not unless it's called for. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Lockers open. All right, head coach Tom Coughlin talking about getting back some respectability. They certainly lost some today because that, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the horse is pretty dead, 37-14. I mean, it was a bad performance. So my question now, guys, is where do the Giants go with three games left? This season is over as far as the postseason. Do you just think about winning these final three games, or do you obviously you want to win, but do you do it with an eye towards what do we have for next season?
Well, I think those decisions are always going to be made at some point, whether the end of the season, end of the Super Bowl, when teams go into their own, you know, means of evaluating guys and what's out there in free agency, who do you have to pay, what do you need to bring in. I mean, all those decisions are always made at the end of the season anyway. So, but as a professional, we've talked about this forever, you got to play these last three games, whether it's the last three games of the season or not, because everyone's individually going to be evaluated. So you don't rest. I mean, I'm hearing people tweeting me, rest Eli and all this stuff. No, you got to keep playing, play hard for the rest of the season. And if you finish and fight hard and you're 8-8, you can say you start off 0-6 and you ended up winning 8 out of your last 10 games.
Sure, yeah. Sean, I think that's what shocked. You heard it from, you know, Coach Coughlin. Play hard, come out. They didn't come out in the first half and play hard.
No, I mean, they sleptwalked through the first half. We heard Tom Coughlin talk about it. I mean, they had their first five possessions, a punt, an interception, two more punts, then a fumble, and then at the end of turnover on downs, basically, or the end of the half, they do the Hail Mary. You can't do that on the road. You can't start out in the hole 24 to nothing. So, you know, the defense, as well as they've played over the last couple months, you can't put that onus on the defense. And going back to your question and to Roman and what he said, listen, you're in that locker room. You have a job to do. You have to go out and do your job because guess what? After every game, when you walk in that locker room, guess who's standing there looking at you? John Mara. He's watching you as you walk in, and that means a lot as a player. When you walk in and the owner's staring at you, he wants to see who is playing for me because I'm writing these checks for these guys, and he knows if you're playing and you're doing your job, he knows whether you're giving 100%. That's what these players have to, they have to maintain their focus for that aspect of it.
No question. A lot of these players have to maintain their focus because it's their careers. You know, and there's no guarantee. There's
Jobs
a draft every year. They're going to bring in a whole new crop of players. And then you got to look at the players on this team and look at the contract situation. Most of the players on this team is where a lot of these guys are on show-me contracts. One-year deals.
Yeah.
Whether you play well, we'll keep you. You don't play well, you're just going to be on your way again. And a lot of these guys are going to go up against that this year because a lot of them are on these show-me deals, and a lot of them haven't showed much. Some people are coming up on their end to end of their contracts. There's a lot of turnover that's going to happen on this team next year.
Well, if players are worried, they have a right to be, and they should be, because they did not come up with what they should have come up with today, and that would have been a solid performance. All right, we got a lot more coming up. We're going to hear, of course, from quarterback Eli Manning. Up next in our next segment, we'll hear from a couple of players, Peyton Hillis and J. Ron Hosley, so stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Knife.
Today, but obviously a lot of disappointment over what is now really the end of the season. You guys will not be making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's real unfortunate for that. You know, I believe we came out here and, you know, I think we picked up a little bit in the second half, but, you know, there's a lot of room to go and there's a lot of work to be done, and, you know, we're not going to get up without a fight. We're going to come out these next game and win them.
Often when a team is down on the road early, the term that's used is flat. Do you think the team was flat? If so, why or why not?
I don't know. You know, I don't think it's fair for me to judge. You know, I wasn't on the field helping my team win, so I can't judge on that front.
All right, at the same time, Andre Brown, again, a pretty good job running. I know you've been a partner of his in the backfield. You got to feel good about what he's been able to do.
Andre Brown's a great guy, great character, and, you know, he does great on the field, and, you know, we love him for that.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Well, J-Ron, this does officially eliminate you guys from the playoff race. How difficult is it to swallow?
Man, it's tough. You know, before the season started, we had high hopes for this team. You know, we was going to come out and fight, man, and you know, the season been up and down, man, and it's going to be a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, it's always room for improvement and come back next year, man. Keep fighting.
Last week in Washington, you guys were down 14 to nothing and fought back and won the game. Today, you guys got down. It just didn't seem like you could climb that mountain. Why?
Man, I think it just being on the same page, man, and teammates, you know, keeping hope, man, and keep fighting. You know, I think, you know, we kind of got down and some guys got down on themselves and we couldn't come back out with that fire that we needed.
And then finally, personally for you, you're getting a lot of playing time the last couple of weeks. That's a good learning experience.
Most definitely, man. You know, being a young guy, man, you definitely want to be out there, man, and contribute to my team. And, you know, I thank coaches for the opportunity, man. I just want to keep going out there and keep proving myself.
J-Ron Hosley, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, back to you guys.
All right. have Paul DeTino with Jaron Hosley and Peyton Hillis there. And unfortunately, Hosley was, to me, involved in a play that typified really the Giants' season. When a 5'8 Danny Woodhead out jumps a ball that, you know, should have been, if not intercepted, knocked down, and it's a big gainer. And that really was the final nail, Sean, in the coffin of the Giants in this game.
Yeah, I mean, well, for the defense, I mean, here's a newsflash. Danny Woodhead leads all running backs in the NFL in receptions. So I don't know if they didn't get that in the scouting report, but they were going to throw the football to Danny Woodhead. And in the play you mentioned, where I don't know how Danny Woodhead outjumps anybody for a jump ball in that situation, but he did come down.
That's like me outjumping him.
I mean, to me, it was, you said it. About, yeah.
Well, you were thinking it's like what I might as well say.
To the vertically challenged people in the room,
okay,
you speak
thank
up for
you,
that.
Man.
But, it, I mean, that was an effort play, and Danny Woodhead, you know, I mean, yeah, he put in more effort.
I guess that's it, an yeah. effort play.
Yeah, they just didn't seem like they had the effort from the opening snap to the end of the game. And, you know, it's sad because you look at this team and you have such high hopes, like Jaron said, early in the season, and they really underperformed for a majority of the season. They had a little fire there towards the middle where they went on that, you know, 5 or 6 game winning streak. And ever since the season started, they just haven't had a consistent effort, or it's either the effort's there or they're making too many mistakes. Or there's interceptions, and all one of those things happens every week, and you're not going to win many games if you can't consistently manage not to beat yourself.
Yeah, there was a drive, the drive that put the game up 31-7 by the Chargers, where I think it was 11 plays and only one pass, all runs, only one pass,
yeah.
And I think that's the straw that broke the camel back for this team for this game, the defensively. You know, Russ, you know, this
Phil
Rivers. Yeah, they couldn't get off the field. I mean,
third
this
down,
is a guy
six,
got sacked 49 times last year,
yeah.
You know, really underachieved. Came in with this Denver Broncos system, Mike McCoy, Wisenhunt calling the plays, Frank Wright, his quarterback coach. I mean, Phil Rivers has improved as a quarterback, and you knew that he was always been one of the most accurate passers, and they just couldn't find a way to solve some of those issues. The crossing routes, Terrell Thomas said that early in the week. It's really tough. When you come out of your break and that ball's there, and it seems like you're always reacting, and that's what defense did today. I mean, it was an offensive clinic. I mean, they ran the ball 40 times now.
They look tired, Roman. I mean, yeah. there was a lot of hands on hips out there,
yeah.
A lot of defenders, and you could see that's San Diego realized that too. They were up, I think, what, 20-some points, 24 points, and
24.
They were still going no huddle, you know, because they saw, hey, man, this team is gassed. This defense is gassed. They can't get off the field on third down, and they kept the foot on the accelerator. Give the San Diego Chargers credit for doing that.
Well, yeah, out of gas. They were gassed, all right, and we'll be speaking to the guy who, quite frankly, was out of gas himself, or we'll hear from the guy. I'm talking about quarterback Eli Manning coming up in our next segment. Right now, some business to take care of. You got to go to Adorama.com/Giants, folks, to win yourself an LG 50-inch LED HD TV. Adorama, the official electronics dealer of the Giants. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Stay right where you are.
Wasn't the goal, and you know, I think each year this organization and this team expects to make the playoffs and be in contention for championships, and obviously to know that with 3 games to go is disappointing, and today's loss was a tough one.
Why do you think your guys had so much trouble against
the Bengals? Well, you know, they just did a good job of. You know, on third downs, we weren't very good. We obviously, our second possession, hit a big play to Akeem, but then turned the ball over the next play. And, you know, we just couldn't get much going offensively and couldn't convert on third downs very well to stay on the field. Second half, we hopefully we're going to try to get back in the game. But defense did a great job getting us a turnover. And, But their offense did a good job. They, held the ball, had long drives, took up a bunch of clock. We had, finally got a good drive offensively, and went down and scored. But their offense did a good job, just holding the ball for 7 minutes there in the fourth quarter on that first drive and scoring points.
You knew you were going to hear it from the fans today. Did that affect you in any way?
No.
Was your mindset going in on about the feeling of that?
Fans have never affected my play, and I'm just trying to go out there and just try to play good football.
Eli, what is it about San Diego that you haven't been able to get that win here?
What is it about San Diego
that you've been able to get?
Well, obviously, I've played here twice haven't had success in either turn, so I don't know if I'll get another opportunity or not.
Is anything, obviously your numbers are not good this year by your standards. Is your confidence level shaken at all, or what do you make of the kind of season you've had in general?
It's just been tough, and we just obviously today got down, and you try to compete, try to make some things happen, but. I haven't analyzed the whole season. You just kind of go game by game and try to make adjustments and get better. And after the season, we'll look at it and try to figure that part out. But we still got three games to go and try to make some adjustments and get better.
Looked a little out of sync today. Just seemed like you were maybe an inch or two behind on that.
Yeah.
Threw a long ball there.
I guess we had some opportunities. Yeah, the interception was a little behind Ruben and missed Akeem on behind a little bit. So, definitely had some chances early on. I wish I could have made some better throws.
Before the 2 minute warning in the first half, when the play with Andre with the fumble, when you guys were at, I guess it was 2:35. Did you realize that they may try to challenge something? Was there any sense of what was
happening? I did not, it wasn't a play where I realized it was close, to a fumble. I thought he was down and, he was just all wrapped up. I didn't have a great view of it. Sometimes if it's, receiver or if it's a play, I will hurry up and go on the ball. But on that instance, I did not get word from the sideline to hurry up or anything. Unfortunately, it was a fumble, and they got the ball and scored and extended their lead.
I know you've got three games to go, and those are important, but is there any part of you that's anxious or interested or whatever to sort of get that chance to look and analyze at what's gone wrong this season and figure out why it just hasn't happened for you?
No. I mean, I think, try to get ready for this next game. Obviously, playing a good team next week and with the Seahawks, I know each game, and it was just some days it's just tough, and it's tough to get going offensively, and we got to figure out a way to be more successful and have better situations and convert on third downs.
What did you think of their defense?
I thought their defense played well. They showed some different looks and did a good job disguising different blitzes that got us into some tough situations and got some decent pressure at times. So I thought their defense played well and did some good things.
Yeah. Not good enough. Again, you can hear the disappointment in Eli, and well, he should be. It wasn't one guy. This was a whole team effort, and that's why, as the coach would say, lacking respectability.
Yeah, Sean. I mean, we talked about a lot of points in the last segment about. I mean, you see Eli Manning getting hit that much and getting uncomfortable in the pocket. I mean, there was a stat shown last week. When this offensive line, 07, 09 or so, you guys had a long continuous starting streak.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been the exact opposite. And look, next week, you've got a Seattle Seahawks defense coming in. You have an Ndamukong Suh the next week after that with that Detroit Lions. Had a really good, solid defense. You don't want to see Eli Manning continue to take that beating and not be able to square shoulders in the pocket. And find those receivers and the running game. I mean, running game in parts was doing better And it just didn't work out at the end.
Roman, the Giants have struggled to protect Eli all year long. I mean, he's banged around. They've had injuries. And it showed up. We see Eli with the turnovers because he's trying to force the ball, get the ball out of his hands. But also, look at the receivers. Look, Hakeem Nicks doesn't have a touchdown catch all season. Can't wrap my head around that. And then Victor Cruz, he hasn't had a touchdown since week four. Why? Because this offense is designed to get big chunks of yardage in the play-action passing game. Throw the ball down the field. You can't do that if your quarterback's getting hit and he has somebody in his face all the time. So this all, I put this loss on the offense. You said everybody deserves blame, yes, but the offense, they've got to do better. They've got to get points.
Yeah, I just felt like the receivers, when you look down on the field, you watch them how they do. Sometimes they isolate the routes. They just don't have a sense of urgency to get open and give Eli the option. And when the offensive line isn't you know, performing up to spec, you know, the other part of the team has to have played better. I think the receivers need to get open a little bit better, and they need to start whittling down this offense, the players who are making plays. Hakeem Nicks is not making plays. Victor Cruz, he's making plays when you give him opportunity. Yeah, I'd like to see him with more touches.
Not enough guys are making plays. Offense, defense, special, the whole lot of them. Not enough plays at all. The result today, 37-14 on the wrong end. That's why they're 5-8 and out of the postseason picture. All right, you are watching Giants Postgame Live, folks, brought to you by The Children's Place, the official kids fashion partner of the New York Giants. Stay right where you are. We're coming back. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. I'm Russ Salzberg. Right back out to San Diego we go, where Paul Dottino caught up with, short while ago, Hakeem Nicks.
Well, Hakeem, the bitter disappointment of not making the playoffs probably overrides anything. What is more disgusting, though, for you in that you guys just got hammered today by a Chargers team, or the fact that you are officially eliminated?
Both. It's reality, though, you know, so we got to face that. We dug ourselves in this hole this year. And, you know, we got to face that. We got three games left. We can control how hard we play in those games, and, you know, that's all we can control at this point.
You know, I was talking to one of your teammates before. You were down 14-0 in Washington, fought back, and won a tough game on the road. But today, once the snowball got going, it just didn't seem like the fire was there. Can you explain what happened?
You know, it's just a good team playing on the road. You get down that much, it's not likely that you're going to come back like that. Against a good team like this, they are a good football team, and they were just executing, hitting on all cylinders. We just got off to a little slow start.
Personally speaking, Hakeem Nicks had over 100 yards receiving today. I mean, that's always a good benchmark for a receiver, and you had that one long Hail Mary catch inside the five, but not in the end zone.
Right, you know, actually I thought I ended up in the end zone until I looked down and seen I was on like the five, but you know, just me trying to go up and make a play. I ain't have no doubt in my mind I wasn't going to come down with it once I sized the ball up.
Ultimately, final question for Hakeem. When you look back on this season, I mean, I know you have a couple of games to go, but what is going to be the most bitter pill of all the things to swallow as to why this went bad?
Man, it's always when you're watching, sitting down watching the playoffs and wanting to be there and wanting to play, you know, playoff time.
Hakeem Nicks, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, what I'm trying to figure out is why was Hakeem Nicks wearing one of those kamikaze hats or helmets there?
I thought that was Rick Ross.
What concert he had to go to?
Oh, my goodness. The sunglasses, the whole.
I see the dress code is no longer in effect.
No, on the road. Long.
He could have at least took the headphones off his head.
And the sunglasses?
And the sunglasses, yeah. Too. I thought they were in the shade.
No, the cool people wear them at night.
but really, let's start with the receiver. I thought this year, and I haven't counted them, how many times did we see interceptions off tips, be it off the defender or off the Giants receivers? What is a receiver supposed to do on a close situation like that, Amani? Do you have to make sure you reach out and grab it, or just prevent the tip, make sure the other guy doesn't get it?
Well, Russ, when the ball hits you in the hands, you're supposed to catch it. And that's kind of how it works. But
brilliant.
No, but I mean, really, there's a lot of situations where, you know, the quarterback is not in a pristine pocket all the time. So he's not going to be able to throw you the ball exactly where you want it sometimes. And the reason why you're a pro, because a lot of people could catch the ball if it comes to them in the right spot, but the reason why you're a pro is you catch the balls that are difficult to catch. And I think that's what the Giants receivers consistently haven't done all season.
No, it's frustrating to watch that offense for the Giants in the first half, trying to keep up with the Chargers and do what the Chargers do best. You know, Andre Brown only had 8 carries in the first half, and I just don't understand why they keep trying to throw the football.
And on the road, guys, as you know, on the road, you've got to start fast. You've got to start fast. If the home team scores, you got to answer that.
Take the crowd out.
Crowd out of the game, exactly. We saw it last week in Washington, down 14 zip. Lightning did not strike twice, so to speak, again the second week on the road.
Like, it just
didn't happen.
Bolts.
Chargers, that's good.
I like the way you worked that in there.
Proud of Louisville. Right there.
Starting fast and the 2013 Giants, not synonymous this season.
No.
Not at all. All right.
Ending fast,
yeah. Well, three games short anyway. All right, you're watching Giants Post Game Live. Stay right where you are. We will hear from Big Number 91 coming up, Justin Tuck.
Verizon Fios, making life more entertaining with America's fastest, most reliable internet.
That's what happens when you lose football games. You step back a little bit. And like I said, I thought we had, played well enough the last 6 weeks to give ourselves an opportunity to fight for the playoffs and earn a right to be in the playoffs. But with a loss like this, I'm sure Coach said it, but we got to go back out there the next 3 games and get back to respectability, win football games. That's the only measurement that you can judge a football team on is winning football games.
How surprising was this for you with the way you had
Very.
Played? What was your expectation coming in here?
Well, my expectation to come out here and win a football game, to play well in all facets of the game. We got beat up in all facets of the game. They beat us offensively, defensively, special teams.
You guys have such high expectations for your quarterback. He's obviously struggled this year. Are you surprised just to see what's become of your offense a little bit?
Sure. I as we all do, we expect our offense to go out there and put up 40 points every game. They have that capability. It hasn't worked out for them, but, we won't lose hope in that. We won't lose faith in the fact that, we have a potent offense led by one of the best quarterbacks in this league. Like you said, it's been a struggle a little bit for him this year, but, I know he won't ever stop fighting, and he will be tirelessly looking at film this week to try to put together a great front coming in in a home game next week against a great opponent.
All right, guys, Justin Tuck wasn't alone in his thoughts, because I was there like we are every week. To a man, and the players weren't cocky. They weren't being cavalier about it. To a man, they felt we're still going to fight. Let's win the next 4 and then worry what happens. And that's almost scary to me, because they weren't cocky and they just flat out got beat. So maybe just the matter is, which the organization has to assess, maybe they're just not good enough.
Well, you're not good enough in certain pieces of the game or certain parts, certain positions when you're having breakdowns or you're not effective. I mean, this defensive line has shut down running backs most of the season. I mean, for Ryan Matthews to have 103 yards on 24 carries, there was no penetration by the defensive tackles. There were no edges set by the outside linebackers, defensive ends, and there was some poor tackling. I mean, week in and week out, defensive backs have led this team in tackles on these type of games. So that was something that you look at. I mean, the defensive line as a whole. I mean, Justin Tuck had a good game, 2 sacks, but as a whole, they didn't do what they have done the backs in the last few weeks.
Well, Russ, you mentioned the fact that this team, they had to be careful that they didn't get too arrogant, or I think cocky was the word you said. To me, when I listen to Justin Tuck, what he just said, he almost sounds delusional, saying that this is a potent offense. Because let's be honest, the only reason they won 4 games in a row was because that defense held the other offenses out of the end zone. They went like 4 games without giving up a touchdown, something crazy. I'm probably off with that stat because I'm a little excited right now, but the fact is, the Giants only won games when the defense did not allow the other team to score. It wasn't because the offense, balled out and was putting up points and it couldn't stop anybody. This offense has struggled all season long, and it's because of bad football. They're not a good enough football team to overcome those stakes. That's what you were talking about before, Tim.
And the inconsistencies go with not only with the defense, but they go with the running game. They go with the receiving. I think one of the things that they really needed to do today early, just to slow down this offense that of the San Diego go Chargers.
Keep away.
Keep away, yeah. Exactly. Because Phillip Rivers, you know, he's a master of the dink and dunk, especially with this Mike McCoy's new offense.
Completing 70%.
Yeah, so you gotta know that going into it and put together a game plan that's going to give your team the best opportunity to win today. And I don't know if they did that. You can't rely on the big plays against a team that's going to possess the ball and take away your opportunities for those big plays.
No, the opportunities, they weren't there today, the result being a 37-14 loss. Their eighth loss of the season, and at 5-8, their playoff hopes are officially over. All right, stay with us. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Our final thoughts coming up. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. You know, guys, just a quick thought here. I was just making some quick notes. The Giants didn't do what a lot of other teams did today. Teams that needed to win one. Arizona, Baltimore, Frisco, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, the Jets. They all needed a win to get it done. That's what's shocking to me. It's not that they lost the game. It's to come up. And the coach, Coughlin, put an exclamation mark on it. The first half was totally disappointing. There was nothing there.
Yeah, in that first half, what exemplified the first half for me was, you know, San Diego was, I think they were 7 of 8 on third down. You're not going to win many games on the road when you're letting the opposing team just drive down the ball, converting pretty much every first down on third down, keeping drives alive and keeping the ball away from you.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to me, you always have to do what it takes to win. You've got to win the time of possession. You've got to run the ball. You've got to have balance. You've got to have third downs. You've got to minimize turnovers. None of those things were done today. You're playing a team next week in the Seattle Seahawks, 11-2, 5-2 on the road. The Giants, guys, are 2-5 on the road. And so they're not doing the things that the better teams in the league have done to get to where they're at. I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Sean, let me ask you a question. You brought it up before. You got to walk into that locker room or walk out of it looking John Mara in the face. He's the guy that pays the freight. You know, not because we know him or I know him well, but there's not too many owners in the league better than John Mara. How tough is it as a player to face your owner knowing you've come up with a performance and a lot of those type of performances this year?
Well, I mean, it's very tough to walk in there, and especially when you put a performance out like they just did today. And to see the owner, because, you know, listen, the New York Giants are everything to that family. And I always appreciated the fact that he was down there even in the losses because, you know, that just showed us that, look, he cares about this team whether we win or lose. But as a man, when you walk by and when you see that, you realize that I better do everything I can. I better make sure that I'm leaving no stone unturned to be prepared as a professional to come out and play this football game. For the Giants, you know, look, the past is over with now. They have no control over the fact they're out of the playoffs. But playing the Seattle Seahawks, you just mentioned, this is a very physical team coming into the Giants' house. This is their playoff game.
This could be embarrassing. This is,
the Seattle Seahawks could be the best team in the NFC right now. They could end up representing the Super Bowl team. They've got a chance to play them. I'd be excited if I was them.
I'm not saying they're going to do it, but it would be just like the Giants to come up with a classic performance next week and knock them off.
Don't put any money on it.
I didn't say put money on it, big guy. I'm just saying
bet the farm.
Don't hurt yourself.
It would not be unlike it.
Well, they've gotten to this point for a reason, obviously, so they're not.
Unless Seattle.
We're not expecting that.
Yeah.
All right, well, folks, again, a very sad ending. 37-14 is not what we expected. Next game will be next Sunday, December 15th. Giants are back home at MetLife Stadium to take on the high-flying Seattle Seahawks. Then, as always, you want to flip right back over the minute the game ends, right back here to My9 for the official Giants post-game show, Giants Post-Game Live. Thanks for being here. Russ Salzberg, Roman Oman, Sean O'Toole. That's good. Sean O'Hara. Monty Tuma, we will see you
more
next week.
From another mother.
That's what these bosses do.